All right, Wednesday morning. We are less than 2 months away now from Election Day, and it's going to be a long ballot, lots of local, state, and even federal elections, with a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs here in Michigan, a congressional seat in this district as well. The Blue Water Sierra Club is going to be talking about all that tonight. Their Michigan Election Politics and the Environment 2018 meeting is tonight, and they'll be welcoming in the legislative and political director for the Sierra Club of Michigan, Mike Berkowitz, who's on the line with us right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You've done this a bunch of times, coming to Port Huron and going to other communities as well to talk about the candidates and their stance on environmental issues. What is your criteria? How do you go about doing your research for this?
Yeah, so we both look at what's happening at the state capitol in regard to environmental legislation that's coming through the pipeline, good and bad bills. We also interview candidates at all levels of government, all the way up to president, all the way down to like your local township officers. We interview them in person. We send out questionnaires that ask people what their stances are on our priority issues, things like clean energy, factory farms, agricultural waste, protecting the Great Lakes, pipelines like the Enbridge Line 5 that runs through the Straits of Mackinac, things of that nature. And then we also use candidate voting records to help vet the process and kind of figure out who the best environmentalists are, how people are voting, and who we should focus our efforts on trying to get elected this November.
It's an important issue to a lot of people, obviously, and that research is necessary. If somebody can't make the meeting tonight, do you have any resource where they can get the information you're going to be discussing?
You bet. Absolutely. I'd encourage people to check out our website. It's just sierraclub.org/Michigan. Sierra Club is SierraClub.org/Michigan. We've got a couple helpful tools that I think your audience will find useful. One in particular is our elected official voting scorecard. We track how every single lawmaker at the state of Michigan, both in the House and the Senate at the state level, vote on all the priority issues that we track. Right now, I'm tracking over 275 different pieces of legislation at the state capitol, some good, some bad for the environment. And we kind of take a look at the most important ones, see how lawmakers vote on those. And, you know, on average at the state level, it's pretty partisan. The Sierra Club is a nonpartisan organization, but we see that on average, Republicans in the Senate get lower than 30% on our voting scorecard. Democrats on average get over 90% on our voting scorecard. So, unfortunately, you know, we want to be able to work with every political party, and we don't think that clean air and clean water should be tied up in partisan politics. But unfortunately, that is a lot of what's happened. So I'd encourage people to check out our website, sierraclub.org/Michigan, where you can find our environmental voting scorecard. We also have our list of endorsements, all the candidates that have made it through our vetting process and we've given our stamp of approval to on there. And we've got folks all the way up and down the ticket, lots of folks in St. Clair County area and statewide races in particular this year.
Are you encouraged, Mike, when you look at the roster of candidates in November? Are you encouraged by what you see? And obviously, as you said, it tends to be kind of a partisan situation, even when it maybe shouldn't be. But do you feel like there are some good candidates out there with some strong views on the environment?
Absolutely. You know, I'll start locally. I think that the 10th Congressional District, which includes St. Clair County and the surrounding area, is really an interesting place. Incumbent Republican there, Paul Mitchell, he's just finishing up his first term as a congressman. And, you know, before he got into office, was largely an education business person. And, you know, we weren't really sure what his environmental background would be and how that would translate as a congressman. Since getting elected, our partners at the League of Conservation Voters have evaluated his voting record, and he got only a 3%, so just an absolutely terrible environmental voting score since he's come to Congress. And there couldn't be more of a stark difference. His opponent in this race is Democrat Kimberly Bison. She's an environmental activist and leader. She was a project campaign leader for the Climate Reality Project, a group that does public education in important areas around the country. And even around the globe, educating people about climate change and how to mitigate that and how to take action to try to stop that. So I think that's one race in particular. But statewide this year, the quality of candidates when it comes to environmental protection is just unmatched between previous years. In particular for governor, we've got a race between Democrat governor candidate Gretchen Whitmer, who is a former Senate Minority Leader and prosecutor for Ingham County. She's running as a very strong environmentalist. During her time in the state legislature, she got a perfect voting score on all things related to the environment. She had a great working relationship with the Sierra Club. And as a candidate for governor, she has made her main priorities clean drinking water, shutting down Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac, a critical threat to the Great Lakes, and overall just protecting our Great Lakes from things like corporate water withdrawals from Nestle and things of that nature. Whereas her opponent, Bill Schuette, a Republican who is currently serving as our attorney general, during his time as Michigan's attorney general, he led multi-state lawsuits against protection proposals from the Environmental Protection Agency, including things like pollution standards on mercury, ozone pollution standards, cross-state emission rules, all sorts of things like that. He also is committed to shutting down Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline. He said that back in 2015, but since then has not taken any real concrete action to actually protect the Great Lakes. On top of that, Bill Schuette largely ignored a lot of citizen complaints in dealing with the Flint water crisis and this new emerging water contamination issue called PFAS, an industrial byproduct that is contaminating water all across the state. So we're really excited to help Gretchen Whitmer in particular get elected as the next governor of Michigan. We think she's a fantastic environmentalist, and she will restore the authority and the integrity of the Department of Environmental Quality in particular.
The meeting is tonight, 7 o'clock, at the St. Clair County Library, main branch in Port Huron. Michigan Election Politics and the Environment 2018 Blue Water Sierra Club is welcoming Mike Berkowitz in to talk more about this. And Mike, one more time, if people want to look at your website to get some of this information, what is it?
Our website is sierraclub.org/Michigan. That's sierraclub.org/Michigan. We've got great tools on there, like our legislative scorecard and our endorsement page. So highly encourage audience members to check that out or join us tonight at the St. Clair Library starting at 7 p.m. to talk in more detail.
All right. Fantastic. Mike, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, too, Paul. Have a great day.
You, too. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That is Mike Berkowitz. He is the legislative and political